Why do many people from the Western world go to ISKCON instead of Christianity? That is a part of the Western culture. Could you please explain this? Well, it's not a one word reply, because different people, for different reasons, and even for each person there may be a multiplicity of reasons. One reason is that Krishna consciousness is available, whereas previously it wasn't. People have the choice, they can look and see. It's not that if you're born into a culture you have to follow that for the rest of your life. Another reason is that Christianity is a part of the Western culture, and it definitely is, but it's not that everyone's raised as a Christian. Many people are in the West are raised in homes which are openly atheistic, or most commonly they're just not simply interested in religion. In England, where I grew up, even though I went to a nominally Catholic school, religion just wasn't discussed. It just wasn't part of life. What about yourself? You're from Russia?
Yeah, I'm Russian.
It was like that in your home?
I just get sometimes after post-Soviet Union, right? So everything was restricted, right? There's no religious in the country. Mm. It's done by, like, old people.
Right? Yeah.
But, like, other generation doesn't have anything. But right now, it's just
reviving, titles. Yeah.
Because people are in frustration, right? So.
Yeah, so, there's one devotee in England, he's about 30 years old, he's from an English background, but he wasn't raised, he was raised something like a Hindu, you could say. His father, he didn't know, he never saw his father till he was 12 years old, never had a relationship with him. But his mother was into yoga and Eastern mysticism, things like that. So he wasn't raised in Christianity at all. So like I say, there may be many reasons, there may be a multiplicity of reasons. One reason is that, well, if you have the choice to look and see, if you want to practice serious God consciousness, then ISKCON offers that. I mean, it's definitely the approach is it's a very serious approach that one has to control the senses, purify the senses, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. And then another point is that there's clear knowledge of God and our existential position, just like recently the Pope, the world's number one Christian, you could say, in as much as he's the hierarchical and supposed to be the spiritual leader of the world, of the more Christians than any other person in the world. When he was asked the very basic question, why is there suffering in the world, he couldn't answer it. He just said, we cannot know. So in Krishna consciousness there's more knowledge. God, they don't really know who he is. They ascribe Jesus to be God. But what is the nature of God? And they will say omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So, okay, that's quite good. But in Krishna consciousness, there is more knowledge of who God is, the nature of God, like that. So there's a brief answer. I suppose someone could do a psychological study of the reasons why people come to Krishna consciousness.